Amen. If you are here tonight and you have your Bibles, would you turn to Luke chapter 2? If you're at home watching, we'd like for you to follow along. We're going to read the Christmas story together as a faith family. Luke chapter 2. This no doubt has been a strange year for all of us. And one of the words that I've heard a lot, and you probably as well, that's been repeated over and over is the word canceled. Everything's been canceled, right? School was canceled. That was fun for a few days. And then work was canceled and business meetings and sporting events. Family gatherings, church functions, Christmas parties. One of the most devastating news that I heard from our pastor was when he told us that the staff Christmas party was canceled. And I was hurt because I was always ready to eat. And But one thing that has not been canceled, and I was reminded even this week, is some things that we find in God's Word. God's presence has not been canceled. We ought to rejoice in that. He'll never leave us or forsake us. God's peace in our life has not been canceled. God's promises in His Word has not been canceled. And so during this Christmas season, as we read the Christmas story, we can dwell on everything that's been canceled, but let's think of the things that has not been canceled. And we thank God for His presence, His peace, His promise in our lives. So would you follow along as we read Luke chapter 2? We're going to read verse 1 down to verse number 14. Luke 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, and would you read verse 14 with me? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And I hope that you'll remember not just Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers and Christmas trees and Christmas lights. But I was thinking as I was getting ready to read the Christmas story, even this past Sunday when we had our kids' time, both at the 8:30 and the 11 o'clock service, I was breaking the ice with the two young girls that were helping with kids' time. And I asked them, what are you looking forward to most for Christmas? And for children, you would think they would say Christmas trees and Christmas presents or spending time with family or what I would say, getting out of school, sleeping in, eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch and watching Tom and Jerry. Both of the two girls at the 8:30 service and the 11 o'clock said, we look forward to celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope that we can all say the same thing during this Christmas season. No matter what's going on in your life, everything that's being canceled, let's keep in mind, Jesus Christ, our salvation.